Charlotte Curling Association started off with 25 members in 2010. 4 years later, the group has over 80 members and is getting ready to open a $1.7 million arena dedicated to curling in Charlotte. This weekend, the group held one last tournament, or in curling lingo, Bonspiel, in Indian Trail before it moves to its new home. WFAE's Tasneem Sharma reports.
Forty curlers from all over the U.S. and Canada took to the ice for the final championship round on Sunday morning as a bagpiper played.
We toast the piper because in the finest of Scottish traditions, the cheapest way to pay the piper is with scotch. But because we're in North Carolina, we use moonshine.
That's Carol McKee, the tournament chair. She's overseeing the third and last tournament at the Extreme Ice Center. That's because the Charlotte Curling Association is getting ready to open a 12,000 square feet ice rink just for curling in North Charlotte in November.
Well, at this point, we're curling an arena only one night a week because that's all the time they have able to give us. And so, but starting in the fall, we're going to be able to curl every day of the week, all day on the weekends.
Curling is a Scottish sport dating back to the 16th century. It involves teams of four competing to push a 40-pound granite rock across the ice. And as soon as the stone is launched, two other players use brooms to quickly sweep and melt the ice in front of it. This helps the rock move farther and helps it move in a straight path. The goal is to get more stones into the center of what looks like a bullseye than your opponent.
Yep, stand it. Yeah!
Daniela Namias first heard about curling after watching it on TV during the Winter Olympics. This is her first time seeing it live.
On TV, you focus on one game. Here, there are five games going on at once, so trying to keep track of everything is a little more confusing. Also, without the commentators, you don't always know what the strategy is and whether or not they made their shots, although sometimes it's obvious when they don't make it.
But she says she likes what she sees and plans on taking beginner lessons. The sport attracts people of all ages. The youngest player on the ice is 14. The oldest is Wayne Remmel. He lives in Lake Norman and started curling 3 years ago at the age of 77. His team is called 3G Plus. That stands for three old geezers.
It looks very simple. In fact, it looks like a silly game. When you get out there, you find out there's a lot more to it, a lot of finesse and strategy is what it takes to win. But it's also a game. Use me as an example. I'm 80 years old, and as long as you can bend down and get up again, you can curl and have a good time.
Eric Cable is keeping score at one end of the ice ring. He explains a crucial moment in the game between four-time Olympian Debbie McCormick's team and Shot Rock, a team with members from Winnipeg, Canada, and Clearwater, Florida.
If Debbie makes her shot, she can tie it up and force an extra end. If he misses, he's got the last rock. So he has the opportunity to knock her rock out of play. If he can knock just one of her rocks out, then yellow will win the game.
Debbie McCormick lost the final championship round, but she was still smiling as she left the ice. So was Kathy Thalman, who flew in for the tournament from Chicago.
Oh, there's a Bloody Mary waiting for me at the bar.
After the game, there's no big trophy. Instead, you have something called broom stacking. Tournament organizer Carol McKee explains.
After you get off the ice, you stack your brooms in a corner and everybody sits down, winners by losers around, losers by winners around. They socialize and then the game is over.
For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Sharma in Indian Trail.